Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Did you bring your Bibles? Turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 2, and we're going to do our best to expound verses 8 through 13, and allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this evening. And Lord, we're asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. I've entitled this evening's message, Never Be Ashamed of Our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we're going to see in these passages of Scripture where Paul writes to Timothy. And he reminds Timothy that through the persecution, through all the opposition, through all the things that you're going to go through as a pastor, especially in the days that they lived in, you got to remember that they were trying to kill and destroy the church. And so God is raising up Timothy, and God is using Paul mightily. But one of the things he reminds Timothy is never be ashamed of the gospel. Amen? So let's look at this in verse 8. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. Verse 9. For which I suffered trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains, but the word of God is not chained. Amen. Verse 10. Therefore, I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Verse 11, 12, and 13. This is a faithful saying. For if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. Oh, here's the key here now. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. Why? Because he cannot deny himself. Amen. So let's go back to verse 8 here. And it says, remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, for which I suffered trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains. But the word of God is not chained. And so no matter how a person or organization or a church or a movement through the power of the Holy Ghost, regardless of the oppression or persecution, the word of God will still go forth. Why? Because the word of God is powerful. Sharper than a two-edged sword, able to reach down into the bone and marrow. God's word will not come back void unto him. So Paul's response begins with Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus. Paul firmly stated that Jesus is fully man, born into King David's family. Isn't that something, how he came through the root of David? And fully God raised him from the dead. Isn't that something? God raised him from the dead. And let me just say this. The Spirit of God that lives in you is going to raise you up from the dead. Can I get amen? Oh, yes. This is why God gave us the Holy Ghost. Because right now we're confined to gravity. And so the farthest I can jump is maybe 3 inches. That's it. We're confined to the earth here. But the Spirit of God, when God calls us home, he's going to defy gravity. Can I get amen? And we're going to be caught up to be with him. Thank you, God. That's why we needed the Holy Ghost. Because it's the same Spirit that raised Jesus will raise us up. Can I get an amen? So these phrases express a central doctrine for all Christians and the core of the good news. Look how Paul addressed the Roman church. Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God. He was separated. And I need you to understand that us, saints of God, we are separated as well to the gospel. We are no longer our own. Can I get an amen? We've been bought with the price. Hallelujah. We've been washed in the blood. So now we belong to Christ. And so what is our goal? What is our mission? What is our agenda? To preach the gospel. Wherever we go, to raise up our children in the fear and admonition of the Lord. So that our neighbor, let me ask this question. Does your neighbor know you're a Christian? Yep. Amen. They better know. Hallelujah. Does your coworker, does your boss, does your children, grandchildren, they should know by now. Amen. Look at this. Which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was born of the seed of David. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And did you know that David was not a perfect man? How many flaws did that man have? How many times did he have to repent before God? And yet God chose David that the lineage would pass through him. This what gives us hope. Because before we came into the gospel, before we became saved, man, we were all toe up from the flow up. We were no different than King David. And yet God still chose him. And guess what? God still chose you. Hallelujah. Look at it. Born of the seed of David according to the flesh. And declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness. By the resurrection from the dead. Come on. One day God is going to, whoop. He's going to do one of these. And we're going to go home. How many can't wait till we hear the trumpet call? Come on. Listen, God gave me a revelation regarding the rapture of the church. Is he's coming for those who are awaiting, who are looking for him, that want to be with him. There's some Christians around the world, I can't speak of all of them, but some of them, they're going to buy their daily duty or whatever, not even looking for God. I want to say this little church on the corner, we're looking for Jesus. Hallelujah. We're looking for the Lord. Amen. You could have a big giant organization and all about whatever's going on, but I'm looking for Jesus to come. Hallelujah. We're called to be saints. Can I get amen? Look what it says also in Acts. And they brought them to the magistrates and said, these men being Jews exceedingly trouble our city. You should be troubling your city. Can I get amen? Man, sometimes you have to say things, hallelujah, that'll put the left in their place. Because how many people do you know that are left agendas? Come on. Oh, yeah. Look at this. And they teach customs which are not lawful to us, being Romans, to receive and observe. Then the multitude rose up against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. So Paul explains in verse 8 and 9 that Jesus came from the root of David, and yet the gospel is going to be preached. Why? Regardless if he's in chains or in prison. The gospel is still going to go forth with power and anointing. Can I get an amen? Well, that's right. Look at verse 23 here. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. They had to go through this. Paul had to go through this. Hallelujah. He did. Listen, we haven't seen that day yet. That day may come where they're going to try to bind us and prevent the gospel. They already took it out of the schools. The Ten Commandments are already out of the courts. Come on, we live in a really very secular society now. Yes, we do. And we need to be the voice. We need to be the voice of God in the days that we live in. Amen? And so he wanted to first indicate that Jesus is risen from the dead. Why? Because Christ alone has conquered death, hell, and the grave. Can I get amen? And alone, he is our Lord. How many believe that he is your Lord and Savior? Okay, catch this. He's Lord, meaning he's master, meaning we are submitted unto him, right? And Savior, the one who could only save us. It's twofold. Some people just want him as Savior, but they don't want him to be lorded over us. No, You got to submit yourself to the Word of God, because Jesus is the Word. Can I get an amen? So he must be your Lord and Savior. Thank you, God. And so look what it says here in Acts right here. But God raised him from the dead, releasing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for him to be held in his clutches. Listen, when God raised us up from our dead state, God freed us now to worship and praise him, to glorify him, to magnify him. You know why you're here tonight? It's because he has freed you so that you can now praise him and worship and glorify him and learn of him. Where back in the day, before we became saved, we didn't want nothing to do with God, nothing to do with him. But we're here because we love the Lord. We're born of God. And we have now the seed of David in us. Thank you. By faith. Isn't that something? Hallelujah. King David, his seed came all the way down to Jesus Christ. And now we have the same seed in us by faith. So, secondly, Paul addressed that Jesus Christ is the royal Messiah, the descendant of David, as we spoke of. Christ alone has the messianic qualification, and he alone fulfills the promise, the promises of God that he would promise to David all the way down to the Lord Jesus Christ. Saints, Paul, he stressed that Jesus was 100% man and 100% God. Did you know there's some churches that believe that he was just the Son of God, but he wasn't God. He was just the Son. In other words, he was just man. He was 100% God and 100% man at the same time. Look at all the miracles he did. Come on. And then he was raised from the dead. Come on, only God could do that. Thank you, God. And remember, who was doubting Thomas? Remember doubting Thomas? I'm not gonna believe he rose the dead until I see him. And then he appeared, remember? And then what did he say? Thomas, put your hand right here in my side. Put your hand here on my hand. And what did Thomas say? My Lord and my what? God. Now, Jesus could have said, don't call me God. Because he was God. Thank you, Lord. He was God. But saints, Paul was reiterating here in verses 8 and 9 that change cannot stop the word of God. Can I get an amen? For it cannot be changed. The word cannot be changed. For 2,000 years, it has gone forth. And it's still going forth. It's the power of God. And by the word of God, Paul meant the gospel, the truth. How many believe that the word of God is true? Come on, there is no lie. Now, the father of lies is Satan. But Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And we came through Christ by faith. He chose us. Did you know that God chose you? He chose us. He elected us. We didn't choose him. He chose us. Hallelujah. Go back in time before you came into the saving knowledge. You weren't looking for God, were you? Some of you were out there on Wednesday night, man. I was taking the shower right now, getting ready to go out to the Black Angus. Trying to shake my groove thing. Come on. And now we're seated in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Only God can do that. Many of us were up to no good. And God saved us. Hallelujah. Now we can just praise him. And we're going to praise him all the way through eternity. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And you know why God did not erase our past, the memory of our past? Because he wants us to remember what he's done for us. I want to remember. I want to always remember what he did for me. I want to always remember when I came to him, I had $500 of crystal meth in my sock. I want to remember how he delivered me from cocaine and crystal meth and marijuana and alcohol. I want to remember what he did for me. I'd never want to forget. Hallelujah. And this is why when we went to Israel, man, we went to so many places where all the Jews remember. They're there for a place of remembrance. And we need to always remember, never to forget what God has done for us. Hallelujah. Listen, he loved us so much that he went to the cross for us. So the word of God, it cannot be chained. But when Paul was writing to Timothy, he said, not even the chains could hold me back for even writing a letter. How many of you can honestly say, if you were chained to another prisoner in a prison, there was no running water, no bathrooms, though it was rat infested, maybe fed once a day, and who knows, the food could have had maggots in it. They didn't have refrigeration. Come on, they were slaves. They were prisoners. But Paul still wrote. He wrote to us 2,000 years later. Look at here in Philippians. But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel. No matter if he was chained, he says it was for you. It was for me. It was for them. Look at this. Turned out for the furtherance of the what? Gospel. So that it has become evident to the whole palace guard and to all the rest that my chains are in what? Christ. Look at this. And most of the brethren of the Lord, having become confident by my chains, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. This is what God is saying to us tonight, because we believe that Jesus is coming soon. Can I get an amen? We need to speak the word of God boldly without fear. Come on, just because someone has a mad dog look, man, don't be fearful for that. Speak the word. Can I get an amen? That spirit that's on them, that's making that mad dog look, will flee. Because it's a spirit operating. Look at this. Some indeed preach Christ even from envy and strife, and some also from goodwill. The former preach Christ from selfish ambition, not sincerely supposing to add affliction to my chains. But look at this. But the latter is out of love. You're preaching the gospel because you love that person and you don't want to see them go to hell. Can I get an amen? Amen. Listen, someone preached to us and pulled us out of hell. Can I get an amen? Oh, yes. I remember working at Western Lumber. And all, you know, the mayor of National City, Ron Morrison, he used to preach to me every day. And I said, man, get out of here. But he preached to me. He was one of four that kept preaching the word constantly. And I thank God for that. I thank God for my past. I thank God for what they did. You know why? Because they didn't want to see me perish. They knew that I was feeding almost 60 of them in our lumber yard with, that stuff. Oh, yeah. They knew what I was all about. Look at that. But the latter out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel. What then? Only that is every way, whether it's pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and in this I rejoice. Yes, I will rejoice. He's rejoicing in prison. My goodness. Thank you, God. And so that he wrote to the Roman church, the Colossian church, the Philippian church, and then he wrote to the Thessalonian church. Look at this. Therefore, when we could no longer endure it, listen, man, beaten with rods, steel rods, bars, thrown out of a two-story building, shipwrecked, bitten by snakes. Man, I mean, this man went through all kinds of, he had to endure. And look what it says. Therefore, when we could no longer endure it, we thought it good to be left in Athens alone and sent Timothy, our brother and minister of God and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and encourage you concerning your faith. Saints, there are going to be times when you need to be encouraged. Hallelujah. And humble yourself when you need to be encouraged. Can I get amen? We cannot walk around so prideful where we can't allow someone to minister to us. Many times we need to be ministered to. Can I get amen? And it has to be through the word of God. Thank you, God. Look at this, verse 3 right here. That no one should be shaken by these afflictions. Look, we're going to go through, but don't be shaken. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. God, I give you, my life is yours. It's in your hand. I can't change now what you've done for me. I'm going to rely and trust in you. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will what? Direct your path. For you yourselves know that we are appointed to this. For in fact, we told you before when we were with you that we would suffer tribulation, just as it had happened, and you know. How many of you can honestly say you've been through some things even after a Christian? Come on. Listen, Jesus didn't promise us a rose garden. No, he didn't. All he says every day to us, pick up your cross and follow me. There's some things. Listen, there's some things that'll happen tomorrow that we didn't even see coming. But he did. And guess what? He's preparing you to endure things through the power of the Holy Spirit and through the written word of God. Can I get an amen? So even if the Romans succeeded in imprisoning him and all the other places, even killing every Christian leader, they could never stop the spread of the good news. Why? Because the word of God is alive. It's forever settled in heaven. And so as one, his last breath is passing away, there's already someone else that has the word and that will continue with it. Thank you, God. God's word will never be destroyed. Despite persecution, despite opposition, despite all these things that we just talked about. So let's go back now to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 10. Therefore, I endure all things for the sake of the elect. Oh, okay. This is where I know that there's many different types of teachings regarding election, regarding predestination, but I am the one that's leaning toward that God elected us. Can I get an amen? Come on. Just go back, as I mentioned just a few minutes ago. Were you truly looking for him? Uh-uh. The Bible says in the book of Romans, there is none that seeks after God, no, not one. So God has to wake you up from your dead state. Because we come into this world spiritually dead. So when he quickens you, and as soon as you open your eyes spiritually, he lets you see the cross. And then you run to him. Why? Because you understand now you need his mercy. You need his grace. He allows you to see your sin. Before we couldn't see our sin. We were bound to our sin. We were blinded to sin. It overwhelmed us. It overtook us. But when he quickened us, he allowed us to see the cross. We ran to him in mercy. And that's when confession came and bam, the blood came and covered our sins. Man, I'm telling you, it's all about God. We can't say, oh, look what I did or I gave my heart right. No, he did it all for us. He elected us before the foundation of the world. Ephesians says that we were predestined before he spoke the whole entire universe. He already knew your name. Man, we are seeing it into fruition right now. We're seeing it come to pass in our lives right now. But he already predestined your life. Hallelujah. Why do you think you're still alive? He didn't allow you to die. How many people do you know that have died without Christ? I know so many people that I rolled with. They're dead. Their bones are in their coffin. And yet we are here. Why? Because he chose you and me. Look at this. Therefore, Paul says, I endure all things for the sake of the elect. He did it because he loved the people that God was saving. He did it for the people that God was going to save. Thank you, Jesus. That they also may obtain, look at this, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. He did it all for us. This is why God is saying, can we do it for our brothers and sisters? Can we do it for the people that we know? That's what God is saying. He's saying we should do the same thing that Paul's done. Can I get amen? Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Saying despite Paul's imprisonment, God's word would continue to work, calling out to those God has chosen who had not yet been trusted in Christ yet. They hadn't given their life yet. But he didn't know who they were, but God knew who they were. So he says, just spread the word. So when we share the word, guess what we're doing? We're planting the seed. And then if they have the seed already, then we come by and we say it again and we water the seed. But only God can give the increase. That's why Paul says some plant and some water. But only God can give the increase. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. And so Paul could confidently endure anything knowing that God remained in control. Do you believe that God's in control of your life? Yes, he is. And he's always going to take care of us. Until we close our eyes on this earth, he will care for you all the way and then bring you into glory. Thank you, God. We serve a mighty God. At this point, let's just give him praise and glory because he's a mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for what he's done. And the church that Paul spoke to in Thessalonica, look at this. We give thanks to God always for all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith. Saints, we should never forget what God has done for you and what others have done for you and what you can do for others. Can I get amen? Always keep God centered. Always keep God in your mind. Always keep him in your heart. Because wherever you go, God's going to use you. Listen, on our last day in Israel, I had no clue. I had no clue. He said, I want all the baptizers to come up here. Jonathan Kahn did. There was 600 people. So we came up. He gave us all a bottle of anointing oil. He goes, go around and start praying for people. You know what? There was people that had stage 4 cancer. There was people that had a tumor. There was a man that had a tumor in his side. Man, we all prayed in the Holy Ghost. God sent us there for purpose. We weren't there just on a trip. Oh, yeah, look at this. No, God sent us there. And what blew me away is during the baptism. Sister, you witnessed that. There was at least 10 folks that came by and said, God told me that you are to baptize me. I didn't even know him from day one. That is the anointing of God. That is the Spirit of God. That is the power of God. And guess what? Guess what followed me all the way to Israel was your faith. Hallelujah. I didn't go there alone. Your faith came with us. Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, man, I'm telling you, it was a God divine appointed trip. For some, it was challenging, but let me tell you, we were there for purpose. God did a new thing. Hallelujah. That's what God's all about, doing new things. He's not a stale old God. Man, he's alive forevermore. He's alive and well. Thank you, God. And thank you, Lord. You're holding my throat up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And look at this. Look at verse 4 right here. Knowing, beloved brethren, your election is by what? God. He elected you. The election is by God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. You didn't have to elect us, but you did. He still chose you despite of yourself. Despite of our wretchedness, he still chose to elect us. He said, I'm going to use you despite of what you've done, said, who you are, what people say, think you are. Hallelujah. I'm gonna do a mighty work in you. We're all Humpty Dumpties. Come on. He passed us all up. Can I get an amen? Yes, he did. Man, look at this. For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in the power, hand in the Holy Spirit, and much assurance, as you know what kind of men we were among you for your sake. This is what the people need to see today from us, is that we are walking with the power and the anointing of God. That when we speak the word, hallelujah, things will change. The atmosphere will change. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to let people know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Hallelujah. You got to speak life where there's death. Hallelujah. There's a whole lot of things that are dying around us, but we got to speak life to it. Hallelujah. The people got to be raised up, hallelujah, from the dead. Can I get an amen? Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God. For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in the power of the Holy Ghost. Listen, when's the last time you've been drunk in the spirit? Hallelujah. Man, you need to just fall on your face and say, God, it's no longer me, but you. Hallelujah. And when you die to self, God will come in like a flood. Hallelujah. He'll fill your being up. Hallelujah. Man, you'll be glorified and magnified. You'll be laying hands on folks and watching them get healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Jesus. That's what we need in this church that we live in today. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. We're not involved in a dead religion. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We need to be alive with the power of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now look at this. And you became followers of us in the Lord, having received the word in much affliction. Listen, when we go through some things, that's when God says, now I can use you. Because you've been through this. You've been through that. Hallelujah. I know now that you can. I can trust you with my word. I can trust you with my power. I can trust you with my spirit. Because you've gone through some things. And when you've gone through some things, now God can use you now. Hallelujah. When you go through the fire without being burnt, hallelujah, then God can use you. Can I get an amen? Thank you, Lord. Having received the word in much affliction with joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. When God allows you to go through, man, you got to say, Lord, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And allow him to purge you. Some of us need to be purged. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. So that you could become examples to all. God wants us to be bright, shining lights on a hill. So that dying men and women could see the glory of God in you. Hallelujah. And they'll be drawn to you. Why? Because you have the goods. Only the goods from heaven. Thank you, God. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. And look what happened here. And Colossians. Therefore, again, look at therefore, as the elect of God. Throughout the scriptures, we are the elect. Hallelujah. We are the elect. We are the chosen ones. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And look at this. Elect of God, holy and beloved. So what is God telling us? Put on tender mercies. Man, how would someone react if someone needed prayer and they needed healing and you lay hands like this with a mad face? Oh. Man, show some love. See, it's God's going to bless you right now. Come on, believe God. Put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another. Man, there's some folks that are going to get on your last nerve. But we are to bear with one another, amen? Look at this. Bearing with one another, forgiving one another. Man, there's some folks, they will still not forgive you today. There are some folks that have left churches all mad and grumbled. And then they go set up camp somewhere else. And guess what? It happens all over again. Because they haven't dealt with it. Sometimes it's best just to forgive right there. Can I get amen? And reconcile. And be one in Christ. Well, look at this. Bearing with one another. Forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, you what? So you also must do. I'm glad he wrote it, not me. Some of them would say, man, forget him. I'm gone. Nah. God says you need to forgive that person. Can I get an amen? Thank you, God. We serve a mighty God. a mighty God. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. Look at verse 14 here. But above all these things, put on what? Love, which is the bond of perfection. That's what God is doing in us. He's perfecting us. We're never going to be perfect until we have that new body and we see him face to face. But what he's doing to us right now, he's perfecting those things. We're on a potter's wheel. And God is spinning us on that potter's wheel. And guess what he's cutting off? A whole bunch of junk. He's cutting off junk that's in the trunk. Every one of us have things that you may have, I may not have, I have that you may not have. Can I get amen? But he's cutting it all out. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Why? Put on these things of love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you also were called in one body, and be what? Miserable. Thankful. I thought I misread it. No, thankful. How many are thankful to be in Christ? Come on. You wouldn't be here tonight if you weren't thankful to God. And so look, let the word of God, what? Christ dwell in you richly with all wisdom. And that's the key for us. Have wisdom. Have wisdom. You know, there's some folks, man, that you may say something and you didn't have wisdom, man, and you could offend someone. Say, God, give me wisdom so I may say things correctly. Because people's feelings can get hurt real quick. Oh, you haven't hurt no one's feelings yet? Oh, keep on living. Ooh, yeah, sister. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Man, it's got to be about him. It's got to be about the joy of the Lord. It's got to be his grace, his mercy. Hallelujah. And when you start operating in that realm, God will use you to the nth degree. How many want to be used by God? Okay, then believe the word. Love the word, and then apply the word. Amen. Let's not be just hearers of the word, but be doers of the word. Can I get an amen? And watch God do mighty things. Yes. Oh, yes, mighty things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And so let's look at verse 17. And whatever you do in word or deed, what? Do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Because it's all done through him. Can I get an amen? And so saying sometimes suffering has no other benefit than what others will learn from our experience of pain. So when we've gone through some things, as I said, that's when you can truly minister to others. You can truly minister to others. Hallelujah. How can you minister to someone that's in drugs if you've never gone through that? Now, there's still ways to minister to them. You point them to the cross. But if you've gone through that situation, man, you could truly minister and say, hey, you know what? I was there. I know what God did for me. I know what God would do for you. Hallelujah. And did you know, hallelujah, there's nothing wrong with 12-step programs, you know, and the higher power. But I'm here to tell you tonight, hallelujah, there's only one step that you need. Not 12, but one step, and that's through Christ Jesus. Can I get an amen? Amen? Hallelujah. And then he will set you free. Thank you, God. 12 steps are good for a while, but all of a sudden, man, I still got that urge. Man, I still got that want. I still want to do that. You know why? Because the Holy Ghost is not there. You need to have the Holy Ghost come in, and then he'll give you the power. Hallelujah. He'll set you free. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. We serve a mighty God. Can I get an amen? And so let's look at verse 11, 12, and 13 as we close for tonight. This is a faithful saying. For if we died with him, we shall also live with him. Can I get an amen? Listen, we're living with him right now. And you know what? How we died? We died to ourselves. When we surrendered to him. Remember when we got baptized? The old person was in that water. We rose up in the newness of life. Can I get amen? And I'll never forget the hearts, the faces, and the people in Israel baptizing them in the River Jordan. What in the River Jordan? That's a real place. It's just not ink on pages. It's a real place. And I don't know about you, but some of them were getting nipped by the little fish in the water. Oh, yeah. Hey, there was this one pastor. I baptized him because he goes, God told me that you are to baptize. So he went down in Jesus' name, came up. Man, that brother, man, he was just all over you. Remember, he got up, man. And we couldn't even control him. But I was trying to say, hey, Jesus, man. The Holy Ghost fell all over this brother. He was drunk. And then I saw him when we were, it was the anointing service. Remember that? The anointing service. And then I went around anointing people, you know, just like Rabbi Jonathan Kahn said to do. And then I was walking like this, just anointing people like this with the water. He was right there, and I realized he was there. And as soon as I got there, I seen a big old hand come on me. In the name of Jesus, man, my head was going back and forth. You know, I just let him have his way. Brother got Pentecostal on me. Wow. And his wife was doing the same thing. Whoa. And I said, okay, Lord, okay. But you know what? I don't want to steal his joy. I didn't want to steal his, man. He was loving the moment, man. I said, brother, thank you for praying for me. And you took that little kink out of my neck. I'll tell you, we had some awesome times. It was a bless, and I can't wait that you guys will all go next year. Can I get amen? How many? If God allowed you to go, how many would want to go? Okay, God's going to make a supernatural way for you, and I'm going to believe. By the time we put the sign up sheet in about a month, and then in 6 months, your first deposit. Come on. God's going to make a way. I got to share this because I got a little time. I got to share this. I was at Mission Valley Christian Fellowship, right? And I had a Friday night Bible study like Brother G. Praise God. And we had so many people come throughout the years. So there was this one couple, they were seniors, Mara and her husband named Pat. And she brought them to the home fellowship. They came all the way from Escondido, deep in Escondido. And they came, and she says, my husband wants to be baptized. I said, okay. So we baptized Pat. He's on our website. If you can search it out, he's there on our website. We try to save all the baptisms. So he got baptized, and they were rejoicing. It was a Friday night. Then Sunday rolled around. Now, Yolanda and I, we really wanted to go to Israel, but we had no funds to go. And we were crying out, God, my real estate business is not so doing so well right now. But I know we're supposed to be there. So only you, God, can make a way. So that Sunday morning, I worked the altar, three services. Yolanda and I, we did the 7:45, the 9:30, and the 11:15. Then we came back Sunday evening. We did the 6, and then we did Wednesday evening at 7. So we did 5 services a week for about 2 years straight. This is where God trained us on to minister. That was our training time, those 2 years. So we baptized Pat and Mara. They were excited. They were so blessed. So here comes Sunday morning. And I walk in, you know, in Mission Valley, during that time, there was 3,000 people. So I was there at the first service, 7:45, and there was a good 500 already inside. And I saw Mara from afar. And I thought she was saying hi to me, but she was going, come over here. And so I go, honey, go find a seat. I'm going to go see what Mara wants. So I walked up to Mara, and she goes, I just want to just really thank you for what you did for Pat. So she gave me a big old bear hug, right? I said, oh, praise God. So I hugged her, and I was going back to my seat. And then she put her hand out to shake. I go, oh, she wants to shake my hand. So I put my hand out, and I felt something in my hand. Okay, so I pulled it out, and I started walking away. And I opened it up. It was a check for $8,000. And on the memo on the check, Israel. Man, I fell on my knees, man. And I was just weeping before God because I didn't think that we were going to go that year. And she blessed us to go. She wrote, and guess what happened? I mean, it was a God thing trip. Hallelujah. This trip, you stopped in one country and then you went into, we flew to New Jersey. From New Jersey, we flew to Spain. We had a 6-hour layover and then we went into Israel. We did our trip. And it was an awesome trip. We went to Petra, we went to Jordan, we went to Eilat, all these other places we didn't go on this past trip. But the awesome thing is on the way back, we flew into Spain, and Mara says, let's just pay another $200 and stay here for another 4 days. So we did. We called the airlines and said, okay, it's $200 to stay here for 4 days. So we stayed in Spain for 4 days. I had enough money on that check she gave us. I'm saying all that to say this. If you truly want to go, God will make a way like there's no way. Hallelujah. He will cause the funds to appear somehow, some way. You just got to say, Lord, I want to go. I want to be there. I want to be in the land. I want to be there where you walked. Hallelujah. I want to go there where you preached. Hallelujah. I want to go there where all the patriarchs are, all the old covenant saints. I'm talking the Old Testament prophets. Abraham, Isaac, hallelujah, King David, all of them. Hezekiah, Ezekiel, you'll go to all these places and know where they preached and taught, and they're still standing today. Hallelujah. And so I had to share that because God did that for us. He will do it for you. Can you believe God can do that too? I believe God can do that for you. Come on. That's right. Jesus, yes. So this is a faithful saying, for if we die with him, we shall live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. Thank you, God. Listen, God is asking us to endure things. Can I get an amen? Some of us go through some affliction, we want to run. I can't take this no more. No, God is saying endure it. Endure some things. Allow God to purge you. Can I get amen? Sometimes we think, oh man, what's happening? No, God's allowing it. Because he wants to do some things in your life so that you will learn that it was him in control the whole time. Look at what it says here, Corinthians. But now Christ is risen from the dead, has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. We're all going to be made alive. Allow things to happen in our life because God is in total control. But as we go through, man, God's going to reveal his glory to us. Look at this. But each one in his own order, Christ the first fruits, after those who are Christ at his coming. Then comes the end. when he delivers a kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to the all rule on the authority and power, for he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. And guess what he's doing right now? He's putting your enemies under his feet. Thank you, God. You got to believe that he's doing that. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Look at this. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death. So don't fear death. Yeah, I know. We talked about it, huh, sister, a little earlier. We talked about, you know, we were talking about Sister Virgie's, you know, farewell and celebration of life. I said, hey, we're all appointed that. That day is going to come, isn't it? So whether he comes for us all or we go by ourselves first, Christ is still going to be glorified. He's still going to take us home. As soon as we close our eyes, we're going to open them in glory to be with the King. Amen. So don't fear. Don't fear. Look at this. Because he has put all things under his feet. But when he says all things are put under him, it is evident that he who put all things under him is expected. You got to believe God. You got to believe God. Saints, all believers who endure to the end shall also what? Reign with him. I'm going to close with these scriptures. How many want to reign with him? All right. All of us, don't we? Look at this. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit on me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. That's why when I open up, I'm always opening up every sermon, whether it's Wednesday or Sunday. Lord, give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. But God wants us to have those spiritual ears. Can I get an amen? Look at this. And have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth during the first 1,000 years, the millennium reign. How many can't wait till that happens? You're going to be in your new body. You're going to be in your new body. And guess what? We're going to be ruling and reigning with him. He's going to appoint us around the earth. It's hard to imagine that right now. It really is. But it will happen. Because God promised it would. Look at this. And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and the judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witnesses to Jesus for the word of God. These are the ones right now in the Middle East that are losing their heads. These guys. God's going to remember them. Look at this. For the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. We're going to live with him. We're in that number as kings and priests, as royal priesthood. Did you know that there's royalty flowing in your blood? That's right. That's right. And that's why this letter that was written to Timothy, remember when we opened up in verse 8 about not denying the Lord. Do not deny the Lord. I don't care what happens in your life. Do not deny him. Hallelujah. When God says open up your mouth about the gospel, you need to open up your mouth and don't. No, I'm not going to say that. I don't know what they're going to think. Well, if you have that mindset, look what God says about this. Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But look at this. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. We don't want to be in that circle, do we? We want to be in the ones where we confess him. Can I get amen? That we can exalt him and we can praise him and glorify him and magnify him and tell others that Jesus is alive and well. So true believers might be faithless and weak at times. They might even falter when given a testimony, but they would never deny their Lord. Can I get an amen? So let this scripture resonate now, this last scripture, and then we close and pray. And I praise God that he kept my throat going. Hallelujah. Look at this. For I am not ashamed. Say that with me. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And we are the just. And why does he say the just? Because when God saved us, he looks down and he sees the blood that's covered. And so the just is you and I, just as if we've never sinned. What? That's hard to fathom. Because we have ungodly thoughts the moment we wake up in the morning. The moment we go to bed. Come on, some of us still covet. Some of us still, you know, backbite. Some of us still say things that we shouldn't say. Oh, yeah. But guess what? The just shall live by faith. So God, when he looks down at us, because we're born of God and we are the children of God, he looks at us like just as if we never sinned. Now, we can't tell each other that because we hear each other sinning all day long. But in the spiritual mind of God, when we gave our hearts, we surrendered. And he filled us with his Spirit. He washed us in the blood. And we are sealed until the day of redemption. Can I get an amen? Let's pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, God, for you are an awesome God. You are a mighty God. You're from everlasting to everlasting. And Lord, I want to thank you, Lord, for the saints that came out tonight. And praise God for those who couldn't make it, God. But Lord, I'm praying, Lord, that if there's someone that's listening to this message that's never given their heart to you, Lord, we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For Lord, wherever this message goes, we pray, Lord, that it won't fall on deaf ears. But Lord, you will direct it and send it where it needs to go. And Lord, that someone tonight, tomorrow, or next week will give their heart to you. And so, Lord, I pray, God, that you would do a mighty work. Lord, let this little church on the corner of Madrona and 2nd reach the world, oh God, through the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're listening right now, pray this prayer by faith. Believe God can do a mighty work in your life. Believe that God has called you before you were even formed in your mother's womb. He has known who you are. So if that's you, pray this simple prayer and pray it by faith and believe who he is, for he is the Son of God who died for your sins. So pray this simple prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you, God, for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my life. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to follow you and to honor you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come on, give God praise and glory in the house. Is he worthy? Man, is he worthy? Man, I'm telling you, God just filled me.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, May God bless you, and thank you for listening.